Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 397, the first four stanzas. O Lord, thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless thy name. I will extol thee every day, and evermore thy praise proclaim. And what follows, Psalter 397, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
The scripture reading for this evening hour can be found not in Deuteronomy 8, but by renewal 1 Samuel 25, and we shall read the verses 10 through 38. 1 Samuel 25, the verses 10 through 38. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shears and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, "Gird ye on every man his sword." And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. And the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him." Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, "Go on before me, behold, I come after you." But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that ye came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. And now David had said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall." And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. and fell at his feet and said, Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. And Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. And now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, let not thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord, I pray thee. Forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that there shall be no grief unto thee, and nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet thee, and blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet thee, me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall. So David received of her hand that which he had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing less or more until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, thou hast left many good things in Israel. We're also in this day that we and our dear children may come up once more to thy house to hear what thou hast to say unto us. 'Tis most perfectly known unto thee, each and every heart is an open book before thy all-seeing eye. In this day, our desires, our exercises, our thoughts, our prayers, and how we have come up to this house, ah, Lord, may there have come up souls that have begged fervently of thee, that the portion of Abigail may be their portion, to be a handmaid, to be given to beg, to be given to plead, to be given to ask, ah, Lord, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. But we have also heard that David has accepted the person of Abigail. Ah, for those true Abigails, that is only possible through the greater David, the precious Lord Jesus Christ, who has come upon this earth, obeyed the law perfectly, never prayerless, never without thanksgiving. He has glorified the Father, and who has given himself as that sacrifice, that those chosen Abigails, that they may be saved. Lord, we humbly ask thee, grant a special hour in thy house, for those, may many have come up, may some have come up, that have come up so troubled, that maybe have told thee, Lord, I resemble more an Abel than an Abigail, so busy with the timely things, and that I give thee not thy due, where thou wast never received that true thanksgiving, and thou wast blessed me, my dear one, so greatly. Ah, Lord, come down then with thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, do go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, those lawfully hindered at home, listening along. Wilt thou also grant thy blessing? May it please thee to grant a softening of the heart and a few tears with that vehement desire that thou may receive all the honor and all the glory. Lord, convert us as thou hast converted all thy people. We stand on the threshold of another season. Whether we shall come to the end of the season is unknown unto us, may still be proclaimed that there is a way to be saved. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee, our Lord, please do it for thy honor and for thy glory, that thy word may be blessed in the church. Help the consistory to that end, the season of instruction for our youth hopes to soon commence. In this week, wilt thou grant among our young people sincere, upright hearts with a true desire to join themselves as full members to the church, with a love for the old truth and for the old ways, with a profound impression that we need to become living members of the living church, of the living King. And thou hast promised to gather thy church by word and by spirit. Help fathers and mothers to instruct their children and bless thy word in our Christian school. Bless the labors of our hand. Wilt thou remember and help mothers at home with their children, the daytime, the night watches. Remember the mothers with the unborn, gladdened with thy deeds. In due time, help at work. Remember on the way. Remember our older youth that are studying in higher institutions of mercy. Wilt thou place a fiery wall round about them in this season? May thy earth be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. Remember thy church, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission fields, Bible translators. It all awaits for thy blessing. Remember all the temporal needs, the mourning ones, the afflicted ones, the elderly ones, the crosses and burdens, the handicapped ones. Bless the family circles. May love abound. Remember our poor nation and our poor province. Lord, we humbly ask thee once more for thy help. Open thy precious word. Grant a few simple words to speak. May it go forth with power divine, with an impression undeserved, sinned away, forfeited. Ah, Lord, can express it with our lips, needful each time by renewal, that it is experienced, and that we may raise our eyes unto Thee, expecting all our help from the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, and upholds the same until this very moment. Thou art a faithful God. The seasons may continue. May it be our concern that that eternal and almighty, unchangeable, good-doing and just God may be the God of us and our children through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Lord, pour out Thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 403, the three stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. 'Tis right and pleasant for us saints to tell us praise abroad. And what follows, Psalter 403, the three stanzas. Thank you. In this evening hour, by renewal with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, 1 Samuel 25, the verses 23 and 24. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid." Our text words speak of Abigail's liberal thanksgiving gift to an appeased and an insulted David. The urgent reason for this gift, the humble confession with this gift, and the gracious acceptance of this gift. Beloved congregation, we have heard in this morning hour that David sent out 10 young men with a message of peace and kindly asking Nabal for some provision on the way. How discouraging for those 10 young men the answer they have received. How discouraging it can be for the messengers of good tidings when the Prince of Peace may be proclaimed, inviting sinners, even Nabal's, and when there are people that say, "No time, no interest, I am not so bad as other people," and that they continue their way. We have heard from Nabal that he has said, "Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shears?" Does not imply that we may not own goods. That is clearly declared in the scriptures. Give us this day our daily bread. No place in the Bible do we read that there must be socialism or communism. Thus, the God-given right to own property. But then the question is, how do we use that word "my"? Perhaps with an Abel, when he has spoken those words, he was partly drunk, drinking alcohol. But when we are drunk with prosperity and drunk with the thoughts of the world, then we do the same as Nabal. With that word "my," so little impression that it is all a gift that the Lord has given, when the Lord may bless our labors that the Lord has given our goods for a purpose, not all for self, that we are only stewards, and that for a time, and that we must give an account. Shall I then take my bread? And he has even stated, my water. Then of a David we read, a David, he also needed to be kept. Of course, for a David, a very stressful time, persecuted by Saul, hunted as a partridge here and there, no place of safety, it seems, each time betrayed. And thus far, we read precious things of David, the former chapter in the cave of Engedi. Then they said unto David, when Saul slept in the opening of the cave, the Lord has delivered into thine hand. Shall I stretch out my hand against the anointed? But now in this chapter, then the pride of a farmer and the words that Nabal has spoken has fallen in his flesh. And then we do not read in those verses that David has prayed, has made an oath, not mentioned the name of Lord in capital letters, but we read of God. And then it was the thought of David that he would slay all the males that dwelt with Nabal, all the servants. Oh, the wonder that the Lord has kept. Then the servants realized with such a message of peace, and that Nabal is answered in such a way, where David and his servants have been as a wall round about him, that it would go ill with Nabal and his house, young and old. How shall it go with us? David has said in verse 21, in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath. He hath requited me evil for good. What shall the Lord say of us? Is that our concern? Also concerning the past season, blessed, privileged, in the midst of all the trials, above most of the people upon the earth, peace may still be proclaimed, a way for us and our children to be saved. And must the Lord say, reverently speaking, in vain have I kept all that this father, this mother, this family hath, so richly blessed, and no thanksgiving? There was a young man. Many times it is easiest not to get involved, but the young man, he felt his responsibility to do what his hand finds to do. And to that end, Oh, he did not go to Nabal. There would be no purpose because he was a son of Belial, that a man cannot speak to him. But he has went to Abigail and has told her all. And then Abigail, a woman of good understanding, as she was not paralyzed, as she did not despair, but she was given wisdom to do what her hand found to do. An impression that haste was necessary, we read four times in this chapter of a hastening. Because David, we have heard it with his men, they were all coming with the sword. And David has said that all the males would be slain. It was not clear to Abigail. And to that end, Abigail has made haste. Our second thought, the humble confession with his gift. A very liberal gift. Can understand boys and girls that Abigail did not think, how little can I now bring to David that I may escape death? But when there is love, then there shall be an abundance. We have heard what she has brought. And she said unto her servants, go on before me, behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband, Nabal. And then she has followed the servants. And then we read specifically, behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. What a critical moment. What a solemn moment. Of course, our type is not perfect. David, in the way of revenge, has come to the household of Nabal. But the Lord, infinitely pure, perfectly just, shall never punish us for sins which we have not committed. But the Lord demands his image back. The Lord requires perfect thanksgiving. The Lord on this day, he requires a broken and a contrite heart that is given to bow very low with an acknowledging of our sins, our trespasses, our unthankfulness, resembling Nabal, and a begging for mercy. Because we have heard it, those young men, three times, they have proclaimed peace. And when Abigail saw David, then we can be sure, women and girls, that Abigail was very fearful in any way, when she came in the presence of David to offend him, that she would not come in modest or painted as a Jezebel. How sad, distressing, and discouraging it can be when there are brides with a baptized forehead, when they come up to God's house to be united in holy matrimony, when they may be given to kneel the prayer offered for the first time in their married life, and that they appear, those folded hands, before the Lord, nails polished, nails painted. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because the Lord is a holy God. And we read in Revelations 2 of the church of Pergamos, oh, they were commended for their works, for their patience, and for their charity. But Jezebel was allowed to live among them, and then special judgments would come upon them if they would not repent. Then in our text words, then we read of a serving Abigail. The Sarah circle is also indicated that they could use a few more Abigails. In our chapter, then Abigail has taken much upon herself, because that her husband Nabal was an alcoholic. She has felt her responsibility, but with husband and wife, this is not the rule, but the exception. For wives that have a husband that drink much, then their duties and responsibilities greatly increase. Also concerning the instruction of their dear children. What a blessing and what a privilege it is when husband and wife may live in love and unity together. The husband that he takes his headship seriously, and that he may have a loving helpmeet to help. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. What a blessed place to be as an Abigail. Also on Thanksgiving Day, and not as a Pharisee, to be given to experience an impression of our guilt, of our sins, the worthiness of the Lord has many blessings and a place that we cannot bow low enough, that he may receive the Lord, may receive all the honor and the glory, and fell at his feet and said, then we read of an Abigail that she did not accuse, but that she tried to excuse what her enable her husband has done. Then we read in this chapter that an Abigail has also owned the guilt, because husband and wife are one, and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be." A guilty Abigail. Have there been a few such in this day? Oh, a confession, but also a begging that we may be as Abigail. What a blessed portion on Thanksgiving Day to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then in the verses 24 through 31, and then we read remarkable words and remarkable repetition. And then in the first place, we read it already two times in verse 24. Oh, a confession of sin. What Nabal has done, ungrateful and unthankful, but oh, at the same time, was such a precious confession. Have you heard a congregation? Are there such in my midst in this evening hour? Oh, with that vehement desire, pour out her heart in secret places, Lord, have to confess, cannot come above that Nabal. Such an unthankful heart, pride, the list is long, black, vile, and with all my efforts, a sinner still, lying under the sentence of death. And oh, those true Abigails, they are given to bring gifts temporally, but also of a broken and contrite heart, tears, reformation, vows. But they learn with all those gifts as an Abigail to fall before the Lord, to learn that they are guilty still, but with that confession, Lord, thine handmaid. We read it seven times when Abigail has spoken to David. That is the mark of the true child of God, because the Spirit worketh by love a desire to please the Lord, that people has made that good choice of a Ruth. Read the same expression. Ruth is also said to Boaz, thine handmaid. Although she had to confess that she was not as other handmaids. Hannah has used the same expression Are there such handmaids in my midst? And shall the Lord shed that love abroad? As shall he work that wonderful work? And shall he let that people perish? Oh, at his feet, what do you think, congregation? What did David, and of course a very faint type of the Lord, but what did David now with that Abigail, with those asses laden with gifts? Oh, they were for those young men, because those handmaidens, they receive a love for the people of God. As shall a David now say to a soldier with a sword, soldier, and now you must slay that Abigail. Then her boys and girls shall say, no, that shall not be. And even less so with those spiritual Abigails. Oh, Abigail had no invitation and no promise. But those true Abigails, where the Lord has begun that good work, what a precious invitations. Oh, those that come unto him shall never be cast out. Come all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. And oh, in this scripture, then we never have one. And that is made that good choice, oh, that expression, thine handmaid and thy servant, a desire to follow, a desire to obey. Oh, a lamb of the sheep of the good shepherd. Then you can picture boys and girls, oh, undoubtedly, with a flood of tears, thus seven times, thine handmaid. Then further, in the verses 24 through 31, then she was given to express 14 times, my Lord. Then Abigail was given to declare, agree with David, whatever the outcome would be, whatever David would command his soldiers. Oh, then the Lord cannot take out of the heart of his people that they are given to declare, my Lord, my King. And then also seven times, Lord, in capital letters. And then we read further, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Then she has even asked that she may speak before David, Lord, let it not be evil when we open our unclean lips and we draw nigh unto thy throne of grace. And then she has explained the situation. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. Oh, if it is right in a marriage, then husband and wife love to speak about each other. And when they mention each other's name, then they speak well of them. But here in Abigail, she has explained the situation. Nabal is his name, and folly is with them. Young people, shall we humbly ask the Lord that he may guide us when we chose a young man, young girl, of course the man asked the girl, consult with your parents, because your comfort in this life, when you may be married, that depends much upon your spouse. Then how necessary both respect for God's holy word and to be given to ask for the fear of the Lord. And then Abigail was given to exalt David, because we read, now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, that is in the form of an oath. Oh, how good the Lord has been for a David, that the Lord has sent an Abigail, that he has not continued on his way. Maybe that has happened the last season, that we had thoughts, plans, not good, not right, but providentially that the Lord has intervened, then we have reasons in this day to acknowledge the Lord. And then further, and now this blessing which thy handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. But Abigail needed more, a privilege. When the Lord grants special opening at the throne of grace, those times when we may be given to believe that our prayers, that they go higher than the ceiling, but those true Abigails, they learn that they need more. Because for an Abigail, not yet a solution, the sword has been whetted, and Abigail needed to hear that the sword may be put back into the sheath. And then we read, I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid. Have there been souls on this Thanksgiving Day that have been exercised therewith? Oh, that were given to confess how good, how merciful the Lord has been. The blessings temporally, blessings received in his house, but the church learns more and more that justice needs to be satisfied. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid. And then she was given to exalt in a way of prophecy, David. What an encouragement for David. Oh, then a David, under these circumstances, then he has experienced that the Lord dealeth not according to our iniquities. But even with David, with a sword, with a plan to murder all the males of the house of Nabal, then he received encouragement, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord. Evil hath not been found in them. Oh, Abigail had such good thoughts. So it is when the Lord works, then it can be that they see God's people as the holy ones upon the earth. But oh, if we had asked David, he would tell other things. And then even what precious words. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life. What is that bundle of life? That is that chosen church whose names are written in the book of the Lamb. Oh, blessed people, blessed church, a multitude that no man can number, a multitude that shall be gathered in, also in this season, oh, young and old, may it be our concern that we may belong to that people. Let us first sing. Psalter 254. Let us only sing 1 and 4. O come before the Lord our King, and in his presence let us sing. Let us in glad and joyful lays the rock of our salvation praise. And what follows? Psalter 254, only 1 and 4.
Thank you.
Then Abigail was given the wisdom and the grace to plead with David, also pointed to David that it would not be a grief to him when he would become king. And then at the end, then she had a special request. And that request is not strange for those spiritual Abigails. Our type is not perfect when we consider our sins. Then justice must be satisfied. The necessity that Christ, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. But then Abigail had a special request. When David would come upon the throne, it was the most important then. Remember thine handmaid. We read in Psalm 106 verse 4, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. And then Abigail, as she's speaking, remained on the ground. Cannot be different with a flood of tears, a soft heart, maybe a glance upward. Would she receive a smile, a little tenderness from David? Would that sword, would it go back in the sheath? And then David has begun to speak. Oh, may the Lord grant that blessing to this one or that one. Then what a Thanksgiving day it would be. Maybe there are a few souls that think, if I would now hear those words that David has spoken to Abigail, if the Lord would speak in such a way to me, then I would be the happiest soul in Pigeon Butte. Not that those souls have no hope, no encouragement, and no comfort, but they need to hear it from the Lord himself. And David said to Abigail, David starts speaking. David has heard her petitions. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. Does David also a Thanksgiving day? David, surely on this day, he has not deserved it, has ruined it all, sinned it away, but a faithful God. David was the man after God's heart. And now Abigail, how she must have listened. Oh, she has heard that the Lord God of Israel was praised But then, and blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, what a word, for Abigail, and then at the end, that was the desire. So David received of her hand that which he had brought him. What an encouragement that David was well pleased with the gift. We read in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7 concerning our giving, not of necessity, not grudgingly, for the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. But Abigail needed and desired more than David said, go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. What a blessed place for an Abigail was her desire, undoubtedly, to stay there a little while. But as she was called to return to her home, can be times for those true Abigails when it is so good in church, when they may be as a watered garden, when they may be given to experience what Abigail has experienced, then it would be their desire to stay a little longer and not to go back into the world. For an Abigail, what a burden. If it is right, then for husbands and wives, their homes should be special places where they desire to commune. If it is right with husbands, after their labors, then they hasten to the home to be with their dear wife, to help their wife in the midst of the family circle. What it was for an Abigail, but till death do us part, did not divorce, we read. Nabal a feast as a king, drunken. Abigail has waited. What a bitterness. She is told, heart became as a stone, and he died. What Nabal refused to give to David, it all became his. Abigail became the wife of David after Nabal has died. We read in Romans 7 a special instruction for those true spiritual Abigails. When we are married to Moses, that is the law, then we may not be the bride of Christ. But then we first have to die to the law, that in that way we may become the bride of that greater bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord grant by his grace those special exercises of an Abigail oftentimes. Oh, he granted in beginning and the furtherance the Lord shall never forsake, the work of his own hands. And then it becomes the desire of those Abigails, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Our Lord, we may humbly acknowledge thee, that we may come up to thy house once more, and thou wish it granted help. Ah, wilt thou grant the application, ah, Lord, convert the unconverted, and grant them the blessed experiences of an Abigail, ah, those true Abigails. May they be given to examine themselves how far they could come. Oh, we have heard of that Abigail with that petition, that she would be remembered. And then David has spoken peace and accepted her person. Lord, wilt thou remember us and watch over us in the furtherance of this week. Remember the mothers in the home, the daytime, the night watches, the unborn at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou keep from sin and temptation, and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 123. Let us only sing the first stanza. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within, and what follows. Psalter 123, only the first stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.